You are listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor, a hardcore look at LOTRO from a casual point of view.
A Casual Stroll to Mordor is brought to you by Doghouse Systems, the best gaming systems in the entire world, if not the universe, because...
Possibly the universe.
Possibly.
I challenge any other universer people outside...
universer people?
...to better Doghouse Systems.
Yeah. Yeah!
I challenge you.
And if you want to challenge them even further, you can use the code 2MORDOR... on checkout and get twice the RAM. That's right, twice the RAM for freezies. I can't think of anything clever to say about freezies, but it's freezies.
Freezies!
Alright, welcome
like
to...
ice pops or something.
Welcome to episode 198 of A Casual Stroll to Mordor. This is a podcast about Lord of the Rings Online. My name is Merrick.
I'm Golden Star.
And what did you do this week?
I did quite a bit, but however, Hobbitmeister is saying that he has silence for the podcast, so I don't know if that's normal for everybody.
Other people are saying that they can hear it, that they can hear, they are listening. They had to refresh the page.
Okay. This week, the Dumbs had a team of four.
Four.
That's right.
We
had myself, Silver's Dumb. We had So Dumb, Optum, and Demi-Dum. The parents of the twins were not able to make it.
Why?
I don't know. But they said that it's possible that it may, because they've got everything kind of settled, and they got the nursery next to the computer room, and they might be able to pop in next week.
So, oh, that'd be great.
I know. It'd be great to see them, because, as I put it, I am sick of walking all over Middle Earth. They are the captain and the hunter, and
darn it, my writing is just too long.
Writing? Oh, writing.
Writing, I'm assuming you're not actually walking.
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Literal man is literal here.
I'm just tired of getting there myself. No, and I miss them, and I want to see more pictures of the babies and talk to Lady Dem about the babies.
Don't they have a public Twitter feed or like a Flickr account?
No, I'm a friend of Lady Dem on Facebook, so I get to see them there, but I want to talk to her about them, you know, and be like, everybody who cares that we're fighting a monster, tell me about the babies. That's how it works.
Okay, then.
So anyway, what the four of us attempted to do, because there was a foursome and there was no four-man content that we could think of, we decided to do skirmishes on six-man content with the four of us. And Dummy Dumb was the lowest. He's 68. And I think the rest of, well, Sodom and Optum dinged 70. So we had the three 70s eventually. They were all 69 when we started. And Demi-Dum. So we decided to do it at Demi-Dum's level, 68 with four and a six man. And the first one we did was Attack at Dawn. And it was really, really tough. We died several times. I would have died more if I didn't have hips. And we're just like, okay, maybe we should have made it even lower than 68. Maybe we should have done it a little easier, because this is really tough. But after we like forced our way up to the boss was cake. Like, we beat him first try, no problems, not even anything serious happening. So it was just really, really, really tough mobs. David T is asking what tier. We did it on tier one. Don't be silly. We had four people in a six man. But so we were emboldened by our victory.
Emboldened.
And we tried another skirmish, but I'm not really remembering which one it is at this moment.
Poopsicle.
Pretty sure that's not correct.
I beg to differ.
I'm racking my brain. I know we did another one. No, I just don't remember. But I know we did another one. And then since my burglar is 70 still, and she's not too far away from her worst deed, which we've been talking about for the last 2 weeks. But she plays once a week with the dumbs, people. She's not going to level fast. But so she's still level 70. But I decided to start on those descendant quests with the horse quests that were exclusive content with the Legendary Edition.
Oh, right, right.
So I decided to do those. So she's parked at that horse farm in Bree and doing those quests.
Hang sticker farm.
I don't think you get any experience for that. So it's not going to affect my dumbness, I don't think. Like, it's not going to give me an edge or anything. I think all the quests are like gray at this point or something. So I'm.
Oh, okay.
So I don't think I'm earning anything or getting ahead of anybody, but if I can finish that deed up, I get that Healy skill for my horse, which would kind of be kind of cool.
Yeah, that it's pretty nice. And once you get like the cloak.
Oh, you know, I still don't even have that on Golden Star. but Golden Star has her Healy skill.
The Healy skill.
That's what I don't even remember what it's called. Favor of the Maris. I do remember what it's called. Ha ha! Go me.
Okay.
Ha ha!
Ha
Also, what I did with Silvers, and I can't believe I did not have this genius moment thinking before. She has, I was looking through her quest log because it was full again. And there's a bunch of quests that are just old quests that I just never turned in. Like, they're done. They have the check mark next to them. And they're like, go talk to the dude. And I was just like, I am not going back there. I had several quests in that vein where they were done. And all I had to do was hand it in. You know, I'm like the kid nice. In school who, like, did the homework but didn't hand it in. So what I ended up doing is, you know, that's that quest to NPC for the Mithril coin. I did that for all those quests and turned them all in.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was so easy. It was only like, it's only what, 5, is it a token, I think, to do that? I don't even remember. I've got 500, so I didn't really worry about it. But so, yeah, I was like, clicked a button. I'm in Angmar. Here, dude, here's my stuff. I clicked a button. I was in Moria. Here, dude, here's my stuff. And I got all that stuff cleaned up in my quest log. It was awesome.
Sounds good. Anything else?
No. Was that not enough? I did log in Golden Star, and she was doing the book. She was doing the epic book. I was like, what was I doing?
What was I doing with Golden Star?
I spent some time, because I had never, since update 11, I haven't reset her Warsteed traits with the new yellow line and all that stuff. Right. So I took some time. I didn't look anything up, people. So it was more Golden Starness where I was like, this sounds cool. Click. And I did that until I was out of points.
The end.
And then I went and tried to kill something and I got my butt handed to me because I also forgot to turn on my little, like, you know,
pony,
the stance or whatever the stance is.
Okay.
As soon as I turned the stance on, my pony was like, oh, okay, now we got it. And we did stuff. So. Yep.
Very cool. It sounds like you had a very, very active time.
I did all right.
I didn't do anything. Sorry.
We were all shocked.
Sorry.
we were all waiting. Going, he's going to say...
Nothing! I'm sorry. I'm just a little burnt out at the moment. I really haven't played much of anything.
We've been busy.
Yeah.
We started re-roofing the house today.
Yay, that's fun.
I'm exhausted. I'm not even on the roof.
Yeah, I had to, and I had to cut down a bunch of branches. And
we have a giant dumpster.
Yeah, we have a giant dumpster. Oh, yeah. I did a bunch of the... basement got cleaned out, too.
Yeah, we cleaned out a lot of our basement. It's pretty awesome. Merrick is playing Rift.
Yeah. But this isn't the Rift show. So
So. Well, that's you're saying you didn't do much of anything. You did play Rift.
I did play some Rift. Yeah. Yes. Not as much as I would like to, but.
Yeah. Well, it went free to play. We had to check it out.
Yeah.
People.
And it's interesting to see how it compares. I don't know. Should we talk? Well, should we do a little bit of a comparison?
We don't really have much Lotro news. Why not? You can skip ahead like 2 minutes. You'll be done.
Yeah. So in Lotro's favor, I think that Lotro's prices are lower.
Yeah. I think that their store prices seem
a lot lower.
More reasonable compared to.
Yeah. I think Rift is going to have to come down on their stuff.
Well, and it's new. It literally went free to play this week.
Yeah. So that, I mean, that's, especially like the cosmetic stuff. I'm like, wow, that's really expensive.
That's all I've looked at, just the cosmetic stuff. That's all I've looked at. All my time logged this week was me looking at the outfits.
I do like that you get pretty much the entire content for free. Just because you do. I mean, that's what they did. All the
there's
content
no, like,
is free.
Quest packs or whatever?
No, those are, that is all
so
free.
So everything you buy in the store is just like a booster?
Yes.
Or an upgrade?
Pretty much. Although things like gold cap, bags, more bag space and things like that, that's all stuff that comes with it. Let's see. Let me go. One of the things I do think that is kind of a downer, and maybe I'm wrong, is that it seems like as a subscriber, while you get a bunch of cool stuff, you don't get a monthly stipend.
Yeah, you don't get VIP points.
So really, and you don't get any points by
deeds
or anything like that. You actually have to pay to get. More
as far as
point.
I can tell.
That I can tell. Yeah, that I can tell. I don't know that for sure.
We're not Rift experts, people.
No. But becoming a VIP, or they call it patron, or we'll just
it's VIP,
make it easier,
yeah.
Subscriber, you do get 15% in-game currency, an extra 15% in-game currency.
Dropping, right?
Yeah. You from can mobs. Summon a banker, guild banker, and trainer, and that has a 2 hour cooldown, I think. 1 hour or 2 hour.
Well, if you're leveling more than every 2 hours, holy crap.
Yeah. You get a constant 10% mount speed.
Oh, wow.
You get 10% off, and this is pretty huge. You get 10% off of all purchases made with credits in the Rift store.
So
you get a discount.
You get a discount instead of a bonus, I guess.
Yeah. I guess that's the trade. You get a daily boost to PvE reputation gain.
Oh, nice.
What that does is, and this goes for favor and prestige, which is their PvP XP and reputation. And there is a daily bonus experience. And how those work is they're a self buff that you put on yourself. It has a day cooldown. However, I think it's a day from when it expires. I used it on myself yesterday,
mm-hmm.
Logged out like 5 minutes later. I logged in today on that character, and he still has the buffs.
Okay.
So they didn't wear off while he was logged out. So he still has them.
Okay.
And I think that's pretty cool. You also have another self-buff that gives you a boost to currencies, like dungeon currency and raid currency and craftsman marks and whatever. All that other stuff.
Whatever that means. Okay.
And, they also have a loyalty system where you get points for the longer that you stay subscribed.
So is that like their VIP bonus?
Yeah, I guess so.
Not monthly, you have to accrue it when you...
Yeah, and when you hit that tier, you get a slew of different items.
Okay.
Like cosmetic, a mount, armor.
All right.
Things like that. I don't know. It's just
anyway,
it's a different system.
We poked around in there this week. Merrick more so than me. I was looking at the store and looking at the cosmetics.
Yeah, I decided to try out multi-boxing with it. It's my computer's not as robust as I like to think it is.
It was not happy.
I tried 4 accounts and I broke my computer.
That's a little ridiculous, honestly.
Yeah, it went down in flames. I've gotten 2 to work fairly well. So.
Anyway, they sounded like you were playing that one show in the car. It sounds like they don't like multi-boxers.
It seems to be a very iffy situation. I think mostly in PvP, it's really frowned upon. So, I don't know. Yeah, I was using IS Boxer. So, no, and no, they do not have mannequins, David T.
But they show, like, what I, okay, cosmetic time, because this is all I looked at.
This is pretty cool.
In the store, all of the cosmetics are being previewed on your character. You don't have to click any, you know, there's no dressing room. It's just, if you open up the store and they're featuring a new outfit of the month or whatever, the model showing it in the store is your character with the outfit on.
Yeah, it's like a 3D, it's like an automatic dressing room.
It's pretty cool.
It is a very cool idea. It's very smart.
Yeah. Anyway, we're done talking about Rift. Yeah. Honestly, I don't know anything more about it than what we just said.
The end.
The end.
Yeah, I think the only thing that I think is kind of a... I kind of give a thumbs down on is like, man, I really wish that they would give some credits with your subscription. Because it seems kind of like double dipping. Does that seem fair? I don't know if that's fair or not.
Well, they're giving you a discount instead. I think.
Yeah, I guess so.
But when I looked to see how much credits were, they seemed pretty expensive to me.
They do seem really expensive. Like
for what you get.
$5 for 750, and then the bonuses kick in. It's a you can do 5, 20, 50, or 100 US dollars.
Well, like, and the 5 would get me like a basic outfit, but the outfit I was looking at, I'd have to buy the 20, and I'd only... I don't know. It'd only be like half of that. So
one of the things that they do sell is like you can buy an additional crafting slot, so you can learn one more crafting profession. And I do not have enough. I would have to buy more. Just
that is so totally you though. You would love something like that in Lotro.
I do.
Like if Lotro gave you the option to. How, is there a limit? Like, can you only do so many crafts?
You can do 3. But the thing is, that includes your gathering and your crafting. So you can't, you know...
Do everything.
You can't do everything. Okay. But if you buy all the slots, you could! I'd be like, oh, if only I could skin this. But wait, I can.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's totally up your alley, not me so much. I logged my character... And she was so far behind. She was only 12, first of all, from like December when we played last. And she was so behind on her character crafting. It was awful.
Fredalissa says you can learn them all 9 crafts in Rift now.
Dude, at once. That is totally up your alley. And then I won't have to do anything because your character will do it all. I'm on board.
Yay. Thumbs up.
Okay.
Yeah, Fredla says it's bad on your inventory. I agree. It is bad.
I can imagine that would be murder on your inventory. Not only that, isn't some like mats probably shared?
Yeah, I'm sure.
So you're like, should I use this for my doo-ha?
Who do I like more right now?
Right. So, anyway, should we go into Tom Crier?
Yeah.
So, technically, all that was what Merrick did in Rift this week. So
yeah, just exploring new. I think that's kind of an interesting thing.
I liked seeing the talking new free-to-play stuff.
When you talk with Justin on a weekly basis, you kind of get an insight into different free-to-play subjects.
Justin is a horrible influence on you because when you get done doing the Too Long Didn't Listen podcast, you're like, Justin's playing blah, 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 and I want to play it too.
Yeah, I know. He's totally into WildStar right now. He can't wait for that to come out. He did talked me out of trying out Neverwinter. He kind of said that wasn't... He didn't really care for it, but... I might try it anyways. All right. Now actual Lotro stuff.
Yep.
And now the town crier.
All right. This week, 11.1 dropped. And it's, you know, updates and fixes to the game launchers.
That's what a 0.1 would be.
Fix the player-made music, which is great.
Yes. They made updates and fixes to the game launcher. I know a lot of people were having problems with the game launcher, so hopefully that fixed it for you. I wasn't having any problems, so I cannot report any fixes on my side because it wasn't broken. But I know that after update 11, a lot of people were having problems with the launcher not working properly. So hopefully this fixed it for you. Fingers crossed that you can get back in game.
Hey, also, that's great. I mean, Wildemore Deeds are now granting title and virtue rewards.
That's fantastic. That actually gives, for someone like me, an interest in Wildemore, because I'm not just going to be wasting all that experience and quest experience and everything that I would do in there, because I could be earning some deeds. And Lord knows Golden Star needs some deed upgrades.
Yeah. And new travel skills on the Wildemore Barter Vendor.
I'm guessing that's for like hunters and
wardens. Yeah, usually it's a hunter and warden.
There was other fixes too. There were some fixes to some instances, and there were some fixes to like how characters would have weapons in their hands and also on their back. Like little fixes like that all over the place.
I got to say that the Wildemore Deeds thing, that is, I feel a tug. Makes me want to get on my champ and go do it, because my champion is my second, you know, is my current, I guess, quote unquote main, but his deeds are really bad because he's not my original character, and I, you know, grinding stuff gets boring. And so, at least for me. And so I haven't, some of his virtues and some of his deeds are really bad. So
Fredalus is reporting that the deeds and titles are not being granted retroactively for some people at least.
Oh, that's a ticket. Yeah.
Hopefully you can just put in a support ticket and get that fixed, because that sounds like a bug to me.
That sounds like a bug, yeah, for sure. If it's for some people, then yeah, definitely a bug. Yeah, no, that's cool. I'm glad that they added it. You know, even though that there's kind of, you can get the mentality, we sometimes get that mentality where it's like, man, they should have done this from the beginning. You know, they're busy people, and they didn't have to add it, you know?
Well, obviously it was planned. It's not like they could have just whipped this up. Update 11 came out last month. It's not like they just whipped up a bunch of deeds overnight.
Yeah, so. I know. Time takes time. So awesome. Thumbs up for sure on that.
I think there was also a thing about not being able to turn in quests while in combat. I didn't know this was a big
problem.
Why are
you turning in quests while you're in combat?
I have done it, but that's just because like I trained a bunch of crap to me while I was running to the dude and I just wanted to turn in the stuff and then keep running.
And there's been times where we've been stuck in combat for whatever reason,
right? And I don't know what the purpose of doing that is, but it was in the show notes, in the patch notes anyway.
Yeah. All right, developer bites. There was no Helm's Deep news at E3 per Sapience. Sorry. I mean, this is kind of typical. I mean,
I don't know if they're even there, but there was a post on the forums from Sapience saying that there was no Helm's Deep news.
No deeps news. No, usually their news starts around when they announce something in the very beginning of the year. It's usually towards the fall we start hearing something. If then. I don't know. And this one was...
I think that... Because I looked it up, and I think that right about... Actually, a week ago, typically, is when the pre-order opens. And I think it was June 4th for Riders of Rohan and June 7th for Rise of Isengard. So we're a little late on that time scale, but I would suspect, since they're being so quiet, that that's coming any day now. Very, very soon, we're going to see something about the pre-order and get more information about Helm's Deep. It's coming. It's like, it has to be, because there's really nothing else coming out of Turbine right now. They're
like hobbit ninjas.
They are
biding
polishing
their time
up this, and it's about to come out.
And they're coming for your Limbus. All right. And estimating that the new website update will be released at the end of June.
Well, it's an estimate. I don't know. There's been some problems with the forums today. It's been down a couple times today, it sounds like.
Oh, I'm chuckling because they have to be like really careful about this, because I just imagine how much flack they would get if the website update went badly.
Oh, sure. And I think that it's been postponed, because I think the last time we heard about it was going to be the end of May, because I thought that we were going to miss it because of our vacation. And it hasn't happened yet, but there is a post where, and all Sapience is saying is that it's estimated for the end of June. So,
okay.
No dates, no solid anythings. I think there was another post where he said he's seen the user interface and that it's scalable and it looks prettier and more fluid in a browser. So, I'll take his word for it.
Yeah. I'll take his word for it.
You're taking his way for it.
His way.
His curds and whey.
His whey. I like whey. It's protein. And it tastes like...
curds?
Cheese. That... that's been sitting in liquid. That sounds disgusting. Because it is disgusting. Anyways, on to the weekly store sale, which is not disgusting. You can reclaim Moria with the Iron Garrison.
And thank you for reading the title image.
Somebody thought of that, and I just gave them props.
They were probably just like peeing themselves, so excited that Merrick just read them.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the highlight of their day.
Thank you again.
If not their year.
Whatever. Free sample of the week this week is a 100% XP crafting tome scroll, whatever it is. It's the thing that was on sale last week. This week you get one for free for using the coupon BUILD7. BUILD7. It's one per account, and it will grant your crafting experience 100% boost. And I believe it's only for 10 minutes. So. It only will work on your crafters, not your gatherers, obviously. So
right. Cook, jewelers,
yes. Metalsmith. Not your wood... What's that dude do? Forester. Forester is what they're called. Not your forester, not your miner.
Farmer. Bob.
Bob. Bob is not included in this experience boost.
All right, just a reminder, the Steed of Rune is still on sale. If you... This steed still just doesn't do it for me.
I actually don't think it's that ugly. It's pretty. It's kind of pretty. I've seen it in game. It's not so bad.
I mean, it's nice
and
looking.
The whole outfit, like all that's orange on it, dies. So it's pretty flexible.
That is a very thumbs up thing. That is very cool. I mean, because that you get a general purpose. You can decorate it. No jowl spikes.
You're all about the jowl spikes.
I can't get behind it.
You're all about the jowl spikes.
I am.
I actually like this because I like the cosmetic dyeing options with it.
I can see you doing very nice stuff with this.
Mm-hmm. So, not so bad, if you ask me. It is the normal 1,995 turbine points. It is a single account purchase. But you do get the Warsteed cosmetics included with that. Even if you do not yet have your Warsteed, you will get those when you do get your Warsteed. So.
All right, weekly sale. Expansion quests with 30% off for Moria, Mirkwood, Isengard, and Rohan. That's a nice...
Yeah, 30% off. It's
selection
not
of stuff there.
It's important to note that Isengard and Rohan are for the quest packs only. They are not including the dungeon.
Yes, this is not expansion.
They actually will say expansion quests in the store. I believe that they'll say like Rohan expansion quests. It won't say quest pack, but
right.
It is just for the quests.
Yeah, as you can see, even in the description on the page, Moria and Mirkwood's mentioned specifically the dungeons, whereas Isengard and Rohan are just quests and deeds.
Quests and deeds. Yep. That's all you get with those. So I wanted to point that out in case you've been waiting to buy Rohan with turbine points at a cheaper price. This is not all of the expansion. If that was your goal, this is not the sale for you.
But if you're okay with doing it piecemeal, this is a good way to start.
Or you've started already doing piecemeal, you know. Yeah. I did have a question on the site earlier that I wanted to address because this is a question that we get often, and I think that it's not crystal clear. He was asking if he bought this, would he get the Warsteed? The Warsteeds are actually free. You don't have to buy Rohan at all to get your Warsteed. You will only get the medium trait build with your Warsteed, but you do not have to buy anything to get your Warsteed.
You are correct, sir. All right. The 100% XP boost for an hour is 30% off. The price varies depending on one pack or five pack. The enhanced XP supply... formerly known as Rest Experience, it's 30% off.
That's what was Rested Experience. It gives you a blue bar on your experience bar that gives you double experience until you use that blue bar up.
Yeah. The Outsider's Token, which is
an Outrider's Token.
Outrider's Token. I can't say it no matter what. It's 30% off. This is a trinket that gives you 25% bonus experience towards monster kills when equipped.
And so this goes in your pocket, yep. So you can take it in and out as you want.
Yeah. And
if you want
boost,
it.
A boost is a boost.
A boost is a boost. If you want this, you don't need to boost anything, honestly. You don't need to rush through the content. There is no prize at the end of Lotro. So
The prize of self-fulfillment.
Surprise of daily grinding.
That's right.
So take your time. This is a good thing. Like if you're on your 17th alt and you are sick of this area, this is something that you want to use. If you are really stuck, like you bought this quest pack and you want to use it before you buy the next one, and you really just kind of want to just get it over with, this, I don't have a problem with people using it. I just don't want you to feel like you need to rush. That's all I'm trying to say.
Right. Okay. On to CSDM news. CSDM will be ending with episode 200.
I am so sorry. So this is episode 198. We will have two more episodes, but episode 200 is when we have decided to just stop. We're not going to be doing the podcast or the blog any longer.
Yeah.
It's a very tough decision for us. We've been doing this for almost 4 years. We love our community. We love doing this. Our life is just so busy that we honestly are struggling. You know, we're making the show notes 5 minutes before the show because we haven't had time to do it. You know, Merrick hasn't had time to play. I'm playing on Mondays with the Dumbs. And if I didn't have that, I wouldn't have a whole lot to talk about either. We are just so slammed with real life that something's got to give. And unfortunately, we think it's got to be this because we're just not able to put the effort that we want into it to make it as good as we want it to be any longer. We posted this on the site on Friday, and I have been very overwhelmed with the amount of support that we've gotten. People telling us they understand, people saying, you know, they're upset, but they get it. Don't worry about it. And I want to say thank you very much. I was really kind of dreading posting this because I thought that it felt like we were being selfish, you know?
Yeah.
Like we just don't want to do this anymore. So I really want to thank everybody for their immense support and understanding in our decision. One comment that I get quite a bit on Facebook is asking, why didn't we just ask for help if we were so slammed? It's a valid question. I mean, they don't want it to end. They love us. That's a compliment. I think what we decided on is, you know, if we just handed over the reins to someone else to do, is it really even CSTM anymore?
Yeah, I mean,
you know, if I'm not able to give what I have been giving solidly for almost 4 years and make somebody else do that effort now, is it even still the same stuff? If we gave the podcast to somebody else, if it's not our voices, is it still even the same show? So I don't think so. So my response to that is, if someone wants to step up and fill what we're leaving behind, they don't need us to do that.
No.
They can make their own. I will point people to them, even. Another question that we're getting a lot is, who should they go for news now? Now that we're, you know,
going to... Massively.com.
Massively's good. Lotro Reporter's still going.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, for podcasts.
Lotro Academy is still going. There's
the Middle-Earth Network.
Middle-Earth Network. There's still that Lotro Players is going to be kind of doing the same sort of thing. That's their goal, is news for Lotro and also articles from contributors. So that might be a good fit for you. Also, go to our blog. On the bottom right side, I have a blog role and a podcast role. And you can check out any of those and see if you like any of those choices and follow any and all of them if you like. I'm not going to tell you there's going to be us somewhere else.
Right.
So you're going to have to try them all and find which one you like the bestest. And maybe you like one more than even us, which is fine.
Ezekiel asks, is someone going to take over the fellowship block?
I don't know.
We don't know. We really...
Last year was really, really, really tough on me. I was really slammed with work and trying to do this, and it was just hell on me last year. I was so happy that we got so far and we did surpass
our goal. It was amazing.
It was amazing feat.
The community pulled out.
But the amount of effort on my end was just exhausting. And I'm even, I switched jobs last summer. I don't know if everybody knows that. I switched jobs last summer and my new job is very demanding. I don't have a lull in the 9 hours that I'm there.
If somebody wants to, we'd be happy to give advice and point them in the right direction.
Or help them out. You know, if someone is willing to, you know, I have notes and I have charts and I have schedules and everything of how everything is supposed to work. I just don't have the manpower to make sure that stuff gets done. I was just chasing down this person and that person, this person and that person, saying, oh, is there all our ducks in a row before this happens? So, it was a lot of stuff of me just staying up to the wee hours of the morning every night.
Yeah. So, I wish we could give you a more definite answer, but that's it.
I don't know right now.
David T. asks, what happens to the super duper podcast equipment? Well,
he's still podcasting.
I still podcast. I podcast Too Long Didn't Listen. I have my own, shakeitoffcast.com. And I'm not going to say this for sure because much like many of Merrick's stuff, it just throws out to the wild blue yonder and sits there in never land where he never gets around to it.
He only knows that because he threw a bunch of it away today.
It's not going anywhere. In fact, I would, in theory, if we could do something that was non-podcast related, you're supposed to be quiet, Android phone.
You would scream at me if that was me.
Apparently the doctor will not be silenced. If we could do something that was live streaming and we were actually playing, I would consider doing that.
Because he thought about that instead.
We were playing games.
Instead of us doing instead of us coming and talking at your faces, you know, us playing and live streaming the playing. Some people have suggested that instead of a weekly podcast, we do a monthly where we just tell you the news of the month, saying that a little bit of us is better than nothing. So I don't think this podcast equipment is going to go to waste. But right now the commitment of once a week is just too much for us.
Yeah. So we'll see when Middle Earth Network wants to talk to us about participating in some of their stuff too. We just, like I said, we're busy and so are they. So we haven't had time to actually sit down with them yet to discuss that. So we'll let you know what's going on, but you know, are we going to mothball all this stuff? No, I still love doing this. It's just CSTM as it is meant to be and as it has been is just too much for us to do. And recently, it's just too much for Golden Star to do.
Mm-hmm.
And
I can't carry him anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. For some of this stuff, this is in the post in case you didn't read it. It's kind of long, but we are paid up with podcast hosting through the end of the year, so that's not going to pod fade anytime soon. They will be available at least until December, and we'll decide what we need to do at that time. And all of our episodes are available on our website for you to download and listen to. People have asked me where they can get our old one. Do not listen to our old stuff. We sound so stupid.
Yeah. depending on what we decide to do at the end of the year, I will move all of the podcasts to archive.org.
Sure.
Instead of Libsyn. It'll take longer to download, but at least archive.org's whole goal is that it's there forever, so it will be there. And we can just switch the podcast feed over to that because it's on Feedburner. So.
Yeah, and the website is graciously granted to us through the Middle Earth Network folks.
And they want to keep it up.
They told us that it's not going to go anywhere for now. You know, if they need our space later, that's a different story. But right now they said, you know, if we want to keep it up and if we want to still fart around and podcast and blog something every now and then, that's perfectly fine with them. So,
yeah. So, you know, like, I don't know, maybe if we find that we could do it for monthly, we'll do that. But like I said, right now, as it is, as it exists, we're kind of going quasi-dark. Because the site's staying up, we're just not planning on releasing
it. It's not even
going to
be quasi-dark because Raiden is being stubborn and telling
me
he's
stubborn. Yeah, Raiden is keeping the life support going.
Raiden's like, you're not going to shut down because I still have to finish my story and I might be keeping it on forever just so that you never stop.
Yeah, and I do have creep round tables that I haven't done yet because of all this, and I'm going to check with through the Palantir and see if they still want me to release them.
Still allow us to release
or if they want me to push them on to Lotro players. So I'll talk to them about it.
We also had a question from Hobbitmeister about if we're going to be tweeting occasionally. I have no plans to shut down the social
networks.
That
is her Twitter account, by the way. She has a personal one.
I never use it. That is the Golden Star personal Twitter account. If you're tweeting to that, you're tweeting at me because I have a personal one and I never use it.
Yeah.
So you can just continue to tweet at me and I will still post things that I find interesting in Lotro or even Lord of the Rings sort of or I just think it's cool related to that Twitter feed. I have no reason to quit at this point.
Yeah. Okay, so are we still going to do the thing for the 200 or are we just going to do a straight show?
The thing. What's the thing?
You had an idea for the 200th episode.
I did.
You did?
I don't recall my brilliant idea. I'm sure it's wonderful.
You wanted to do a call-in show.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to do a call-in show. Could we still do that? Is that a possibility?
Yeah.
I don't know. Now it might make me cry.
So we'll do that. We'll announce that. We're announcing it right now. 200 shows going to be a call-in show. You can ask us whatever you want to. Or talk about Lotro or give a shout out.
Is that what
it's going to be a million people asking us why to keep the podcast going. It'll be like Jerry Seinfeld's like, yeah, let's do another episode. No, it's too late.
Yeah. Now I remember my... See, you guys, I have brilliant ideas sometimes.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll do it. That's fine. It's already set up. I already know what
I think it'll be fun. I think sure. It'll be fun. Do we want to have any kind of in-game party? I don't know.
We can, but there's always people staring at each other is what it turns out to be. If somebody wants to step up and organize that, then that's fine. I'm okay with it. I wouldn't mind doing it. I just like
to see everybody and relax. We're not going away. I don't know if we mentioned this. We're not quitting Lotro.
We're lifetime subscribers.
We're not going anywhere.
I still like Lotro.
I'm still playing with the Dumbs every Monday. You can say hi to Silvers.
I would actually join the Dumbs if Little One would actually go to sleep.
On time, yeah.
I have to fight her.
Yeah, she is pretty stubborn about that. But we're not going away. I'm Silvers. I'm my burglar. I am Golden Star. I'm my minstrel. You are welcome to say hi to me at any time. I am on the Landrival server. So.
Yeah. Ezekiel says, yay, I just got, Mozart 12 says, question 1 through 1,000, why?
And next caller.
Draculetta says that this is just a way for me not to do round tables. Let me clarify real quick on the round tables.
He was ready to do them.
I was ready to do them. I sent out emails, and then we got excluded from the player council.
The player council that Lotro set up, our site was deemed, and all our contributors were deemed as a news source, and they were not eligible.
Yeah.
And we were scared that if we invited random players to the podcast as well, that they would also get excluded. And we didn't want to do that to people because the people that we've had on here have been like really good experts of their classes. And those are the kind of people that you want on a player council. So
we know somebody who actually got excluded from was accepted and then later removed from their council because of their participation in CSTM.
Yeah. So we didn't want to do that to somebody on purpose. We did actually send in a couple emails to Turbine asking if the podcast included the exclusion clause, and we did not ever get a definite answer, so we just didn't do it.
Yeah, we got a very, very vague answer that we weren't happy with, and we couldn't get clarification on it. So that's why it got dropped, and I was so unhappy about the conversation that resulted in that that's why I just didn't say anything about it.
Yeah, so... Not to, like, you know,
Sapiens, I'm not saying that that's
Sapiens
their
is
site.
Busy. He doesn't have time to answer my every email. But
and this is, we have no idea how the decision was made or what the clarification was.
Or even the rules for it, because there's some people that I, according to his rules, should have been excluded that were not. So
let's just say the people that made this decision, we did not have access to.
Right. So
the mysterious cabal of shadow people at Lotro.
So we were just covering, we're trying to be the best we community people that we can and not screw our invites. We invite you to help us with our stuff and then we're gonna get you excluded from something else.
We could just put blue dots and synthesize everybody's voice.
Everybody's voice is a robot.
It'll be a very interesting show. Auto-tune is in. So all right, so if you are wondering what else is going on at CSDM other than this, more minstrel talk going on with Raiden. They had a follow-up to the minstrel talk with minstrel talk part
his
two.
Triangle table, as he calls them.
Yeah.
Not a round table.
More discussion. It's about an hour long. I mean, this is awesome. I'm really glad he's doing this, and more power to him and those who are participating in this. Also, Stepping Out of the Shadows, Lost Text. Gotta love the Lost Text.
Yeah, this is the story that Raiden's threatening to never end, so he has to post it forever. or I could just kill everybody.
That's right.
That's the two choices.
I tell you what, and let this be a lesson to all you ladies. Once the man gets his man cave, he is exponentially just productive at posting stuff online.
Well, what happened down here then?
What happened down here?
You have a man cave. Where's my posts?
I'm too busy doing stupid stuff.
Well, at least he admits it. That's fine with it.
I don't know. Maybe I could do a multi-boxing guide for Elotro.
Is it possible? I don't know.
Yeah, it is. I don't think the
one. I just don't know why you would. I can barely control the one character I got because she's looking at flowers and wandering off. I don't know how I could handle more than one.
All right. So, also, Lilacate keeps up the awesomeness of exploring the nature of Middle Earth by episode 7 and looking at the Spring Festival specifically. Shrews,
it's a whole
flowers.
Lot of shrews.
I love this post. I love these.
I love her articles.
She's so good at this. Lilacate's awesome, by the way.
And they're adorable. So
I know. So much effort. It's just amazing. Yeah. Anyways, check that out for sure. And remember that Lilacate is also going to be one of the participants at thelotroplayers.com, where her post will continue.
That's right.
In community news, Supergirl of Lorien. Update 11, Hobbit Presents, 30-day review.
Yeah, she did a review of the Hobbit Presents, and she has a table and everything of kind of what she's getting. And
what a smart idea.
Yeah, so it's worth a look at. It really is. I love her posts anyway.
Sometimes taking a step back in an overall picture is a good idea.
Yeah. So I thought it was worth a look at, so I wanted to put it in the show notes to tell people to go in case they don't.
Overall, what's your thoughts on Hobbit Presents?
I mostly just get scraps of something. And I've taken, I think it was our chat room the one week who told us do it with your alts, because the stuff that you get on your main character generally is not as beneficial as what you would get on your alts. And yesterday I got a scroll of finesse on my burglar.
To me, it's... Okay. You may be surprised by this. I think it's a good idea. I think it's a great way that you can promote stuff throughout the store without having to rely on people to go and look at the store posts or explore the store on their own. It's a good idea.
It's not the coupon code, you mean?
Yeah, it is a reminder that the store is there. But overall, I think it's good. My only contention is I just don't... It goes back to the alert panel on... I know we got a lot of feedback about just live with it, but I will have to, because I continue to play the game. I will have to get used to the alerts. But overall, I think it's a good idea. They don't have to give you a free sample. They don't
have
to.
Well, hey, the thing is, it's not always a free sample. I'm getting
it doesn't have to be loot. It doesn't have to be in-game gold.
I am mostly getting scraps of silver, which is money, I suppose. But
you win steeds in the lotteries when they happened, and I never.
It's been like 2 years since I won a steed in the lottery.
I will never let it go.
I noticed.
But I think it's a good idea, and I think overall it's good. So there you go.
Yeah, I'm still kind of just meh. I click the button to make it go away, and then I do something else.
All right, so.
It's not a big deal. It's just. I still think it's not necessary. I still think that if their idea is to give away stuff, just send it to me in the mail.
Okay, so stuff that you probably can't get behind. Mugshot Contest 2013 from Cosmetic Lotro and the Starry Mental.
Mantle.
Whatever.
Not mental.
You're mental. Anyways, they want you to dress up your hero or heroine as the local villain and get them taken into custody. They want you to take a screenshot of the victims, and the top three winners, or no, four prizes will be rewards of 1500 turbine points for first prize, second prize 1000 turbine points, third prize 500 turbine points, and the crime story prize code in game for the title The Sociable plus code for account wide Carmelo mount. All prizes courtesy of Turbine.
So you have to send your entries by email, and they have to be received by June 28th. So
this is so cool.
What a great idea for a mugshot contest. I think it's adorable.
I love these. These are awesome. Just the examples are very cool.
Yeah. So you want to go to, you could probably go either to Cosmetic Lotro or the Starry Mantle. They'll both have information on this contest. But you can also just look in our show notes. Well, I'll have a link for you.
Oh, these girls,
I don't believe
are
it is
so
USA
funny.
Only because they're just giving away turbine points, which are universal. So I don't.
Yeah, I don't think that they would be. Yeah,
this isn't
a turbine contest.
Nope.
I mean, the prizes, whatever provided by Turbine, whether it's directly or just turbine related, I don't think that they're all codes. So I would say go for it.
Yeah, I don't see anything in here that says USA only.
I would say if this was done by Turbine, that's when you would run into the problems.
Yeah, well, usually when we're giving away codes, we don't give a crap who we give it to. So long as it gets used. That's like our only thing. We're like, we want to give it to somebody who's going to use this code, you know? Right. Not just somebody's like, oh, this code is going to sit in my email box for 4 years.
Mm.
You know?
Speaking of 5 years... there was no good transition.
I didn't even say 5 years.
Weatherstock's fifth, you said 4 years. Weatherstock's fifth annual extravaganza will be held.
Extravaganza.
On July 20th, 2013 at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's -5 GMT.
On the Landerville server.
Yeah, on Landerville server. So
they have
Landerville.
11 bands this year, and it's a 4-hour concert. And there's going to be a hell of a lot of people on top of Weathertop.
Go. Bring one character.
Take off your cloak, turn down your graphics.
Be prepared for lag.
Stare at the ground and walk.
I love Weatherstock, actually.
Yeah, it's a great event. It's huge, it's epic, and it's a one-time, you know, just to see everybody in one place like that is amazing.
Yeah. Usually there's several people live streaming it. We did it from MEN. I would assume MEN's going to live stream it again.
Yeah. Oh, I think that we did a live commentary last year.
Yes, we did. It was very long. And then we podcasted afterwards.
Yeah, because we are doomed.
Yes. All right.
There's a lot of talking.
But you know what's not done? Gladden, the server.
The Gladden server is not dumb. It's full of smart people, right. One and all.
They're having a...
Forums are down.
They are having some kind of jaunt. I don't know.
They're having an event, and we can't give you the details on it because the turbine forums are down again.
It's soon, though. Snowborn is also having a steed race championship, Forgotten Places.
I think that they're both later this month. I wish I would have put the details inside this thing because I didn't know the forums were going to be down. But there will be links to it, to the forums, when they return up. In our show notes, we're sorry we couldn't give any more information about your event. It was my intention to do so.
Yes, we are sorry. And we'd also like to thank Casey for donating Stars of Hope in our name at his place of work.
Yeah, he posted that on Facebook for us, where he you know how like gas stations and grocery stores and all have those, you know, do you want to spend a dollar to help this organization? Yeah, he bought 3 stars and put Golden Star, Merrick, and Baby Hobbit on each of them, and then hung them on his wall at work. So
that kind of stuff makes me not want to quit.
I know, he did that right before too, and I was like, that is the nicest thing ever. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
we really appreciate it. We thought it was very, very sweet.
All right,
4 Baby Hobbits.
Yes. All right, into raise your glass.
Everyone, please, raise your glass with me.
All right, Hoppy, right, and let me just skip that one.
No, it's my Hoppy.
Hoppy writes, during the Mirkwood expansion, my old Kinnon Mineldor had completely collapsed. I was the only one logging in, and I was starting to lose my interest, too. But then I found CSTM and renewed my enjoyment of the game. I jumped servers to Landy, joined Council of the Secret Fire, and never looked back. Thanks so much for all the enjoyment you've brought to me over the years, guys.
You're welcome. Kazan writes, hi, Golden Star. Maybe you already know this, but you might have even reported it on the podcast, but I know I did hear this on a podcast. I just don't remember which one. If you speak to Leela, that stupid hobbit chick, I don't know how to say her name, at her shop in Bree, she'll barter for only 3 TP, a shortcut to her store. Nice. It's like having another milestone for a nickel. Can't beat that. Keep up your good work. Your show is always merry and makes my day, Catherine.
That's a good tip.
Leela is what David T. says. That is a stupid name, and I hate that hobbit in the face.
Well, she's not that bad.
That her quest store was is horrible. Pretty cool, though.
That quest was horrible.
Her market is pretty awesome. Yeah. I have spent a lot of time in there.
In player achievements, Lily Kate.
Oh, it's 3 mithril coins, not 3 TP. That was a mistake.
Still, that's pretty cheap. That's pretty cheap. I'd do 3 mithril coins for a shortcut to Bree. Well, Bree incarnate. Anyways, Lily Kate Buggin says, I finally reached a Numinos, wandering around, shooting things, and helping the locals.
Sue says, because he told me that the T is silent and it's not like a sneeze. I got a warden weigh-in on Windfall to level 18. He's been TP grinding madness this week within minimal time, mainly in borrowed downs to unlock the craft guilds on sale. 2 more down, weaponsmithing and woodworking, and he has 3 to go.
It's worth it. It's totally worth it, though. Tambuki says, our leveling group on Brandywine successfully downed the first 3 bosses in Karn Doom last Saturday before we ran out of time. We'll be doing Karn Doom Part 2 this coming Sunday. Our previous successful group adventurers include Book 4 and 5, Sarnir, Urgarth, and the School of Tamerdane, all on level. It's so refreshing to adventure through the game in a group again. Illidan Brandywine server.
Awesome. I agree. It's complete. My burglar would not be as far as it was at all if it was not for the dumb group at all. Like, I don't even want to play my solo characters anymore because I have so much fun. Just even if we're just farting around, it's so much more, you know, fulfilling as a game, you know, session for me.
It sounds a lot more fun.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun.
Even when I was down here, messing around with Rift, I was like, I'm going to Google Hangout Golden Star so I have somebody to talk to while I play.
You're going to Google Hangout me? You're so funny.
I am. I know it's on your phone as well as this. All right.
You could just play with me.
I've wanted to. I couldn't.
We need to make
character
new characters.
Name.
I don't know how to use these characters I have.
Okay. That's all. Fine.
We'll just make new characters. I get to name them and I get to dress them. Oh my gosh. We are going to be adorable.
1 hour later. All right, and reviews. We'd like to thank Steve for his review on iTunes. And donations, we'd like to thank Rick B. And before you get up, why are you taking donations?
Yeah, Rick, you
we
need to
cancel that. We tried to give
that.
It back to Rick B.
Well, just so that everybody knows, because I did get a criticism about this, that I had taken down the donations button on our site a month earlier this month so that we would not get any new donations. We have people who are on a reoccurring payment. They've opted in to do this. We're not making them. And I also emailed them earlier this month and told them to cancel. Rick B is being a bit stubborn, but if he does not cancel himself, I will cancel.
Yeah. As somebody said, dumb group videos would be fun to watch. Yes, they would be fun to watch.
I'd have to ask everybody's permission.
Yeah, it's kind of it's kind of one of those touchy things. But I have brought it up before, and I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know if they're totally opposed to it. I don't think on a whole they would care.
Yeah.
But I still have to ask their permission.
All right. So how can people contact us if they'd like to for the next... Actually, these will work...
Forever.
Forever.
Oh, well, you can go to our blog at casualstrolltomorrow.com and see our goodbye post. We welcome your email to podcast@casualstrolltomorrow.com. That email will still work. You can still email us. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google Plus, and Steam. I am still active on all those. Funny enough, the Google Plus people did not give two poops that we were leaving. I think we got one plus one and no comments.
Oh, that's such a... Google just can't get social right.
You can leave us a review on iTunes. We had a new review from Steve this week. So I think his message said something about don't ever quit. We're sorry.
Sorry. I felt bad about the person who was like, I just found you.
And yeah, we had a couple of those who were like, I just found you, or my kin just told me about you. I just started listening.
We're like, oh, that's horrible because we made this decision.
Yeah. We have plenty of backlog for you to decide that it was a horrible mistake to listen to us in the first place. You can listen to us live on Saturdays at 9:30 p.m. Eastern. We will be right here at casualstrolltomorrow.com/live for two more episodes.
Okay, so thank you everybody for downloading, streaming, tuning in live, whatever it is that you do to consume the podcast. We continue to appreciate it. We always have. And we'll talk to you again next week for sure.
Thanks, everybody.
You've been listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor. For more information, go to www.casualstrolltomordor.com or visit us on mymiddleearth.com.